Hey, welcome to the podcast. It's John and Jackson right now, and this is a very special week of our podcast.
Yeah, we decided to take a little vacation, treat ourselves.
Yeah.
So we don't have new podcast episodes
Sorry.
For you. But we wanted to make sure that your feed was nice and updated with something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we had intern Nico. I was about to say I did it, but that's not true. Mm. I don't want anyone to think that I actually work hard.
Our show is above honesty.
Yeah.
If anything else.
That's true. We don't take credit for anything.
No.
But we had intern Nico go through and slap together these best ofs. So he picked the clips that he liked the most from our show, smashed them together, and we're going to do like 30-minute best of episodes every day this week.
So if you know of someone who has never heard our show before, what a great week to tell them to listen so they can hear nothing but the prime stuff, the grade A.
Because there's some fluff. Well, listen, I edit a 1 hour 30-minute podcast every single day.
Yeah.
With the three of us.
Uh-huh.
And I'll say, makes me laugh.
Uh-huh.
I think it's funny.
Uh-huh.
I think we're a good time.
Sure.
Is it all necessary? Certainly no.
No, not at all.
But these are like the essentials.
So tell a friend, get them a listen this week, and we'll be back with new episodes next week.
Yeah.
All right, we recorded our Saturday morning serial the other day.
Yeah.
We do this every other week. It is a special podcast that comes out on Saturdays, and it's a true crime podcast.
That's right.
Jackson hosts it. Monroe and I offer commentary.
Mm-hmm. You're there.
Well, yeah.
I tell you the story.
Just, right. We hang out. You can hear us breathing. And Jackson decided, sneezing like she did this time. Jackson decided to create like a show open.
Yeah.
For the Saturday
morning.
Just
a little intro.
Something to make it a little more special.
Right.
And so I'm about to leave yesterday. And he's like, hey, man, before you go, do you mind going in the studio and just like doing a few like opens for the Saturday morning serial? But try your cartoon voice.
Kind of goofy, cartoony.
And I'm like, I didn't know I had a cartoon voice.
Oh man.
And that's my bad for just assuming.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah.
You're right. But of all people to assume has a cartoon voice, it would be you.
Yeah, I guess.
Out of all the people here.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
But you just, yeah.
Because you're always goofing off.
So I must have a cartoon voice.
Yeah.
So I gave him a reel of my.
Did you do your Mary Poppins I Love to Laugh voice?
Oh, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Would you like to hear some of my cartoon voices that I made for Jackson?
Enjoy this.
I can't believe you're about to play it.
It's so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Look at Jackson. He's like blushing for you right now.
I'm red right now.
When I sent this, I thought to myself, I'm not going to be able to look at Jackson in the eye.
Yeah.
You guys are looking at each other now.
No, I don't want to. I can't look at him right now because I know he's already heard this.
Okay.
And I'm embarrassed for myself.
I'm glad you're cleaning the skeletons out of your closet, though, and just putting it on air now.
If I didn't, I knew it would come up some other time.
Okay.
All right. I did a bunch. Do you want me to stop after each one so you can have a second?
It depends. Right. Whatever you think I need.
It's a Saturday morning cereal.
You did the Mary Poppins voice.
I gave you that one. There you go. It's a Saturday morning cereal.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
There you go.
John.
It's the Saturday morning cereal. Trying to go for like a little bit of a goofy thing here. I don't know.
I love it.
You just said cartoon.
This is what I wanted.
I didn't know what you wanted from
me. No, you nailed it. This is exactly. I mean, I didn't want this situation that we're in right now, but you gave me what I wanted. I wanted some cartoon voices.
Here's the next one. It's the Saturday morning cereal.
Oh,
goody. I know what you're saying. He must be he must be out of voices out of his amazing bag of characters.
Oh, You'd be wrong.
You would be wrong. It's the Saturday morning cereal.
Wait. That was like a
yay.
No.
That was like a Pink Panther.
That was exactly yeah. It was that Heavens to Murgatroyd.
You were going for Pink Panther, but you also that's the same voice you use when you make fun of Luke Bryan.
No.
Yeah. It is the same voice.
They're all the same voice, guys.
Yeah.
It's the next one. It's the Saturday morning cereal. I don't even know what that was. You like that one?
That was good.
You
yeah, like I like that one.
All right. Oh, no, that wasn't my favorite.
How about this one? It's a Saturday morning cereal.
Dude, I'm crying. I'm crying.
So that work for you?
Yeah, I definitely. I got to tell you, I used the second cut.
You went with number two.
The rest were pretty unnecessary, but I appreciate that I got them.
Just, I wanted you to see my whole resume. So in the future, if you're ever like casting, you know, you could be like, wow, I know a guy.
Let me tell you, this guy, he'll do literally anything.
I have to ask Monroe about soccer over the weekend.
Oh, it's back, baby.
It's back Saturday. You know, your games are on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So you were there. How did it all go?
So my son's game, it was really intense.
Okay.
It was a really close game. And the thing, like, it kept driving me crazy because you know how, like, one side is, like, one team and the other side?
Yeah, a lot of times, like, parents just choose a side and all of a sudden, like, one team's on one place and one's on the other.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's how it was kind of set up. But the parents on the other side, like, their team would score, and you could just hear it, like, everywhere. Like, woo! They were so loud. They were into it, you know? They were cheering them on.
Right.
Go, Ethan! You know, all this.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, our side would score, and it was just kind of like, yeah, good job, buddy. So it was 4-4.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, their team just scored
right.
And tied it up. You heard them cheering. I couldn't take it anymore.
Okay.
So I stood up and I was like, you hear that, parents? Do you hear them cheering on the other side? We can do better. We can be louder.
My question to you.
Please.
Before you had this little freak out and embarrassed your children irreversibly forever.
Yeah.
Were you up and cheering louder than the other side?
Yes.
For every goal?
By myself.
Okay.
So you were already at that level.
I was running the field with them like, come on, come on, Miles. Come on, Miles, Miles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. Like running up and down. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I was single-handedly cheering this team on. You know what I'm saying? They were louder. We had to do better. So it just got really quiet.
You absolutely did. Don't take this the wrong way. As a coach.
Okay.
I'm so glad you're not on our team.
No joke.
Right.
No,
I'm
I think
so
it's awesome.
Excited.
I know you are, and I love it.
I can't
and that's what
help
I love
it.
About you.
It's like this Terminator mask that just comes down over your face when you become a mom. And it's this whole new person
yes.
that you didn't even know exists.
Yeah.
This aggressive, protective person.
This is you.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Today is June 12th. It's a very important day. I just found out. Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. So happy cute.
Anniversary.
9 years.
9 years of marriage.
Yeah.
Wow. When you got married on June 12th, did you also realize that that was the day that Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson were murdered?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Okay, John?
I was just wondering.
I wanted to be a June bride. I found the place. I found the place I wanted to get married, and they said, we've got the weekend of June 12th open. And I said, let's do it.
When did you find out that it was also the day that OJ allegedly murdered two individuals?
Oh, no. He was
not allegedly. He did it.
Yeah.
Sorry, he did it.
I think it was like the year after.
The year, okay, so like on your first anniversary,
yeah.
You're about to celebrate and
wah. Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious about it. When I saw your email last night, like, guys, today's my wedding anniversary. And then my next email was like this whole like article about I was like, oh no. That's
yeah,
terrible.
I know.
Oh.
But hey, any day. Pick any day and somebody's going to get murdered on it.
So has anything happened for your anniversary so far? Do you have big plans?
My husband, he put a little card in my computer bag.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Do you want to see it, John?
Yeah.
Do you want to see it?
Absolutely.
You should see it.
Happy anniversary. Oh,
is that an ice skating penguin?
Why is that an ice skating penguin?
Yeah, why is there a snowflake?
Why is there a snowflake?
Well, let's open it up and let's see.
Why is there so much glitter on an ice skating penguin
and a
wearing
Santa hat?
Greetings of the season. See what the card says. Wishing you all of the joys of the season.
He gave her a recycled Christmas
Stop
card.
Stop it.
He gave her a recycled
no,
Christmas
he didn't.
Card. He gave her a
no.
recycled Christmas card.
Ah!
That is the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Gotta be honest with you. There's a lot of times when Monroe talks about her husband, Tom, and how he likes to save money.
He's thrifty.
Cheap. And I'm like, I appreciate her exaggerating for the radio.
Right. It's funny.
It's funny. It's silly. We're all having a good time here.
But then you get hit with the evidence.
But then he gives you a Christmas card.
Do you want me to read you the first paragraph?
Oh, sure.
At the card.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, babe. ... Just kidding. Happy anniversary. You're probably thinking, he's too cheap to buy a card. That is definitely not the case. I just really like this card.
Oh, what? Save it, Tom. Dude. Save it. Oh, that's so funny.
He knew
what he was doing. Of course he knew what he was doing.
And he did it on purpose.
Still gave it to me.
Maybe he wasn't too cheap. He was just too lazy to go get a new card. And he was like, well, this card's right here. Why drive all the way down to the local Walgreens when I have a Christmas
great
card
point.
Right here? Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe it has nothing to do about him trying to save money.
I guarantee he went there and he was looking at all these cards and he's like, I'm not paying $4 for a piece of paper. Not doing that.
Go to the discount section.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah, I'm sure that he had an extra one of these laying around.
Do you guys have big plans today? Or,
well, I don't know anymore. I don't know what our plans are going to consist of.
Okay.
After this.
Right.
I haven't talked to him yet.
Yeah.
This is just how he woke me up. He did say, P.S., date night at 5:30. My mom will watch the kids.
Well, obviously 5:30, because if you want the discount, you got to go early.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you got to get there before 6.
Doesn't Village Inn, isn't today pie day? Like, don't they like?
Yeah, you get free pie.
He's like, it's a twofer if we get there before 6 o'clock. So let's go, go, go,
and
go,
I've got
go,
a coupon
go, go.
For half off, but it expires today.
Oh, my gosh. If he buys you dinner tonight with a coupon, will you?
Dude, I'm worried that I'm going to get flowers off of somebody's Memorial Day grave.
They're a little wilted and they're red, white, and blue, but I love you.
You're the best.
They leave to go to dinner. He just pulls over right at the cemetery. Runs out real quick.
Goes, he's like, hey, I brought you here so you can pick whatever flowers you want.
Whatever you want, babe.
On me.
Listen, it's funny to you guys, okay?
It is hilarious. You're right.
Just another day for Monroe.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
This is my life.
Oh, that's so funny. Man. Oh, it's so funny.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
9 years.
I was married for 9 years.
Yeah, isn't 9 years, though, in his defense, isn't 9 years the year where you give someone a gift that's been recycled from Christmas?
That is actually
I think
part
so.
Of
it's
it.
Like
yes.
Paper, gold,
right.
Diamond,
mm-hmm.
Then recycled Christmas gifts.
Right. And next year is actually dumpster diving. That's,
oh, cool.
That's 10-year. He actually takes Monroe over just to the trash, and they just go right there and just
that's
pick
awesome.
Something they want.
That would be fun for you.
Oh, it's so romantic. So good for you. She's glaring at us, Jackson.
Yeah, we got to cut it.
According to a new survey, 5% of people are actually more afraid of supernatural creatures.
What?
Like demons and ghosts than they are of deranged real people like serial killers or murderous cults.
Okay.
Now, this survey went on to say 48% of people are more afraid of real-life killers, 24% claim not to be afraid of either, and 13% say they're afraid of both equally.
That 24% is all men. They're like, yeah, ghosts aren't real.
Get
and
this.
Serial killers aren't coming after me.
Men are more than twice as likely as women to be afraid of a supernatural creature over a real-life killer.
Well, yeah, because real-life killers... Yeah.
Men don't have actual predators, so they have to make them up.
Well, and they don't get tortured, you know what I'm saying? Like guys, like, shoot each other.
Oh, you're saying, like, it's a quicker death for us?
Yeah,
so
for
that's
women.
Why we're not afraid?
For women,
gonna keep,
you're like...
I'm going to keep you in my woman dungeon.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you dress up like a duck. Quack for me, my, duck, quack.
My woman dungeon.
Yeah.
If we would
there's not a man dungeon.
We would have had this talk 6 months ago, I probably would have been the more afraid of the supernatural than the serial killer. But thanks to Monroe and Jackson and their obsession with serial killers and true crime,
Dude, and it's all about women. Like, all these true crime podcasts, it's all about women.
Yeah. Oh, and this guy murdered 100 women. Oh, and this guy murdered 98 women. Uh-huh. Trying to beat 100, and quite get there.
And nobody knew. He seemed like a nice guy. In fact, he was a teacher. He was a teacher, and he took care of the children. There was one time that he rescued a baby duck.
Uh-huh.
It's like, great guy.
Nicest guy in the
world. Yeah, exactly.
Murder woman.
Skin them alive.
God.
Made Ramsey Bolton look like a saint.
I'm shocked that we even have to have this conversation. Because supernatural things are not real.
Says you.
Serial killers are real.
Says you.
And science.
Says you.
Here's the thing. With supernatural things, I'd feel like it's a quick. Mm. Like if aliens want to take over the planet, they're just going to wipe us out like an ant hill, you know, like an ant pile. Just bam, we're all gone.
If the aliens came down today and they were like, hey, we're taking over, I'd be the biggest traitor. I'd be like, yeah, absolutely. Let me show you around.
Hey, John, come over here for a second.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I be your driver?
Right, exactly.
Where can I take you?
USANA Amphitheater has great parking.
I'd be like, listen, aliens, we're going to go over to Five Guys. It's the best burger in the world. Then we'll talk about world domination. I'd really take care
of it. Can't do it on an empty stomach.
Nope.
That'd be ludicrous. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You make a lot of bad decisions.
And then maybe they would taste our food and take pity on us. They'd be like, oh my, this is what they eat every day?
Get heart disease?
Yeah.
Next you know, our aliens are just as obese as us.
Just real lazy.
Too lazy for world domination.
In their hover rounds in Walmart.
But a new survey found out that half of homeowners have at least one neighbor with an ugly yard, known as the Watkins Yard. So I've got a list of 10 things about your house that neighbors judge you for.
Okay.
And I want to know if like you also care about this when you drive down the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Or if we do it.
Or if you do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that I'm being a good neighbor.
I'm going to start at number 10 and work our way up to number one.
All right.
Number 10, do you have a sign that says beware of dog?
Huh.
No.
They
should, but no.
Do you like that or do you find it tacky?
It's tacky. It's just like,
like the big old beware of dog sign. It's like red and you throw it up there.
Yeah, because all you have to do is have a hot dog and any dog will be nice to you.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
And I think it has been proven to deter intruders even if you don't actually have a dog.
Just having the sign?
Just having the sign will keep people away because they don't want to deal with dogs.
Number 9, chain link fences.
I don't think that's bad. If it's well kept, I mean, if it's like twisted and bent up at the ends, like, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Number 8, no trespassing signs.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bug me. Like, no soliciting, like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't bug me.
Probably you'd have your trespassing. You have your chain link fence, and then it says no trespassing, and then underneath that it says
beware of dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Does it have the barbed wire across the top?
I like to think it does in my neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and maybe if it's like the neighborhoods that I knocked in on in North Hollywood when I was doing door-to-door sales, they have that gate, plus they have a bunch of chickens in their front yard, which are not for eggs. They're definitely for fighting.
No.
Number 7, a tacky mailbox.
Oh, like, I love tacky mailboxes.
I bet you do.
I love it. There's a neighbor that's not on my street, but it's one of the neighbors that I walk past when I'm walking my dog. And they've got a mermaid mailbox, and I love it.
That doesn't bother me at all. If it's a looks like a guy bending over or something kind of mailbox.
Oh, that one? Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one.
I'm not shocked by either of you two on that one.
Yeah.
Number 6, your house is a weird color.
That bothers me.
Yeah.
Just stop. Mm-hmm. What are you trying to prove?
You don't need to be that different.
You don't.
There's a house that I passed that's like BYU blue.
Mm. Ew.
It's hideous.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me, but what I will say is if you paint your house a stupid thing, a stupid color, you can't get mad at people for coming to take photos of it and trespassing on your front lawn. You can't get mad. Like the Up House.
Right.
Listen, the people painted it to look just like the Up House. When the new owners bought it, you knew you were buying the Up House.
Yeah,
you knew it. There's a plaque there stating that it's the Up House in Draper or whatever. You can't get mad at people for taking pictures with it. You did it.
The house wanted attention. Now it's getting attention and it's upset about it.
Also, don't get mad if you buy a murder house and people are doing that.
What about overgrown flower beds?
Oh, I don't care about that.
Yeah, that bugs me.
It bugs you?
Mm-hmm. It's tacky, but whatever.
How about weeds?
Yep.
Bugs me. Man, don't.
I have weeds
house.
In my front yard, though.
Do you?
But I will judge my neighbors for having them.
How about just dead flowers or plants in your neighbor's front yard?
So, okay. I'm really confused because I have perennials and they just like die, but they're supposed to come back.
Right.
Are we supposed to like cut them down?
You're asking me as if I would be a person who knows
because they're just rotting.
About this.
They've just been rotting all winter in the flower bed. I don't know what to do.
You know John's nickname, Martha Stewart. So
did you see how she looked at me?
Like, yeah, like you would have all of the answers.
Like, John, I'm sure you know this answer.
Certainly, you are the one I need to trust with this.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Yeah, that's on you. Yeah. Number two, you haven't mowed your lawn in a while.
I hate that.
Do you
do it once a week.
But it's so hard.
Just have a scheduled day.
No.
I have a scheduled day once a week where I do the laundry and I clean the house and I get all my stuff done.
I know, but.
Do it, Tom.
What's it like to have a whole day to get all that done? Sounds great. Because not all of us have that, Monroe.
This is why I'm going to hire a goat.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have the guy bring the goat, put a little fence up around. He's just going to chew my lawn.
Yeah, all right, great. I'm going to get a goat then, and you can hire my goat.
Exactly.
You're going to hang the beware of dog sign around his neck?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do? Okay.
And finally, a dirty exterior, meaning the outside of the house looks dirty or needs a paint job.
Nah, I don't care. Here's the thing. It turns out that I don't actually care about anything that my neighbors do.
You don't?
Other than a sofa in the backyard.
Front yard sofas are unacceptable. Backyard sofas are unacceptable. Don't put an indoor furniture outside. That's when I get upset.
Right.
But here's the thing. I feel like I would care about all of that more if it affected my property value, but I'm not a homeowner.
So you don't care.
So it means nothing to me.
Awesome.